just sitting around the table, worshipping him and praising him and thinking about our lovely Saviour. Let's just pray. And let's just commit the rest of the meeting unto the Lord, seeking his face, seeking his blessing upon the word. Our dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Lord, and we settle ourselves, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that we're able to come into your tabernacle. We thank you, Lord, that we're able to come round your table, Lord, and remember what you have done for us. And now we come around your word, Lord, to hear from God, not from flesh. Let everything of flesh, Lord, be hidden away. Let Christ be high and lifted up and glorified. Let your name be glorified this morning, Lord. Let your people be edified. And let flesh be forgotten, Lord. We ask it, Lord, in your wonderful name. Move and brood, Lord, among your people. Challenge, guide and help, Lord. We pray it in your wonderful name. Amen. As I was thinking about the word for this morning, and I was seeking the Lord's guidance on the word, and as we come into 2026, 2026 seemed to start off with a great shaking, immediate shaking. As you brought in your new year, as I brought in my new year into 2026, very quickly the new year became very shaky. Nations shaking, fear, what's happening straight away. And I was praying about it and seeking the Lord. And the Lord gave me four words that we'll come to shortly. And I was praying and seeking the Lord. And he gave me the title, A Song from the Lord of Hosts. And I was saying, Lord, things are very shaky. Things are very wobbly. Fear has already struck men and women and the nations. And I felt the Lord saying to me, an economic war has started. An economic war has started. And that economic war will accelerate. And while that economic war accelerates, there will be a great sifting of the church. A sifting like the church has never had before. And straight away, when the Lord speaks to you like that, you listen very carefully. And you wonder where you're going with that. And the Lord gave me four words, which we'll get to soon. And I thought I knew what the four words meant. And I said, Lord, yes, I get that. I understand that. And he goes, no, you don't. He says, you need to take a better look. And I went to Psalm chapter 46. And in Psalm chapter 46, it says at the top of that psalm, to the chief musician for the sons of Korah, a song upon Alamoth. To the chief musician for the sons of Korah. And the sons of Korah in this psalm are Jeduthun, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan. And you can trace the sons of Korah in Leviticus chapter 16. Now, I'm not going to go into Leviticus chapter 16. It's a completely different subject altogether. But what I will say to you, you need to read it. Because I read it. And Aaron and Moses are the chosen of God in Leviticus chapter 16. And some people aren't happy. And some people think that they need a hand and God's got it wrong. And Leviticus chapter 16 is a calamitous chapter. Not for Aaron and Moses, but for those who came against Aaron and Moses. And I would encourage you to read Leviticus chapter 16 for yourself. This psalm is a psalm of confidence in God in David's time. And it says it's a song upon Alamoth. What does that mean? It means a high-pitched instrument. It means a psalm that is to be heard. sung in a high-pitched instrument. That is what Olamoth means. A psalm to be sung by maidens who can match the high-pitched instrument, sung in soprano if you want. And what is the Lord saying about Psalm chapter 46? He's saying, you sing it, and you sing it loud, because everybody needs to hear Psalm chapter 46, because I have something to say in Psalm chapter 46. Not only is it a psalm of Olamoth, not only is it a psalm to be sung at a high pitch, there's three selahs. There's only 11 verses, but there's three selahs. Stop and think. Stop and think. Stop and think thrice in 11 verses. God wants you to hear Psalm 46 in 2026. And God wants you to hear it loud. God wants you to understand what he's saying. God wants you to know what he's saying. God wants you to get it. So sing it loud. It's a psalm of confidence. It's a psalm that speaks to the nations of the earth, but it also speaks to God's people. There's a message for the nations of the earth, but there's a message for God's people. Let's go to the chapter, Psalm 46. And you can imagine the singing of this psalm. Verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help. God is for us. That's what it means. God is for us. God is our refuge. God is our protection. And God is present. God hasn't left you, brother. God hasn't left you, sister. And he never will. In 2026, as things become uncertain, I am certain of one thing. Jesus reigns. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Yes. Jesus is God. Yes. That is what I am certain of in 2026. That's what the psalmist is saying. In verse 2, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. What does that mean? It means this. Therefore will not we fear. That is faith. My faith in 2026 is in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, and none other. That's where my faith is. Though the mountains be carried away into the midst of the sea, that's the wars, national troubles. And although there's wars, and although there's national troubles, and although there's a shaking of the nations, God is saying to you this morning, I am present. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I am your Savior. I am your God, and I am your Lord. I am in command. Not the governments, not the kings, not the queens, not the MPs. I am in charge in 2026. Look to me and look to none other. That's what he said in Psalm chapter 46, verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, stop, pause, and think. Be troubled. That means that the nations are foaming at the mouth. A shaking, a trembling, a foaming. I thought you were for me. Are you not my ally? I thought we were friends. And it's all coming apart. It's all coming apart. There's a foaming at the mouth of the nations. There's an uncertainty of the nations. There's an acceleration of economic warfare. But God is saying this morning, I am in control. I am on the throne. And I am in charge. And you looked to God. You looked to your Savior. And you looked to your Lord. In verse 4, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. There is a river. That's a metaphor to explain God's presence with his people through the Holy Ghost on the earth. Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19 and 20 says this. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Do you know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen, the elect of God. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praises. He's the river. And you're in the wilderness this morning, brother. And you're in the wilderness this morning, sister. You go to the river. You go to Christ. It also says in Isaiah 44, 3 and 4. And this kept me all night and I couldn't sleep. I'm going to read it. For I will pour water upon him. That is what? And I couldn't sleep all night with this. I tossed and I turned. I didn't sleep all night. He says, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. And I says to myself, are you thirsty? Oh, Lord, pour out your spirit. Oh, Lord, pour out your spirit. But you know what he's looking for? He's looking for broken vessels. He's looking for vessels that he has built up. He's looking for empty vessels. He's looking for vessels to pour his spirit into. But he says, are you thirsty for it? And all night, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? I never slept a wink. But it was worth it. See, the Lord keeps you up. You want to stay up all night and do a stay awake? You get into the Word. You'll have no problem staying awake. Are you thirsty, Glenn? Are you thirsty for him? Asking yourselves questions in the night watches. Are you broken? Have I made you up? Are you empty of yourself? Have you rid yourself of yourself? So whenever I pour out my spirit, you're empty and I'll fill you with my spirit. But the thing is, Glenn, are you thirsty? Do you want more of me? I do. But you want to know something? I'm just an old carnal man. And sometimes I make myself sick. I'm telling you how it is. I make myself sick, never mind anybody else. And I have to constantly bring myself before God and ask him to help me to walk in the paths, the straight paths. Walk in the straight paths. I will pour out my spirit, but are you thirsty to be filled? There's the question, and that's between you and God. Only you can answer that. I've fallen away and, I'm getting it tight and, I'm just struggling. Right. Well, I have a question. Will you be here tonight? Will you be at the prayer meeting? And our pastor feeds us continually the best of the meal. The best of the meal. But you don't know something? You have to feed yourself. You have to graze yourself. Are you grazing yourself? And then you wonder why you're getting it tight. Because you see, whenever I get it tight, I go to the Word and I get it tight every day. I don't know about you, I'll just be honest. Every morning I get up and I look in the mirror, look at the state of him. Old carnal man. And I say, Lord, I'm trusting you for today. I take one day. I'm trusting you for today. And you can come in the morning and you can come at night and you can get fed on the best and you can get to your prayer meeting. But are you grazing yourself? Are you grazing yourself? Sometimes you have to strengthen yourself in the Lord whenever you're on your own. Do I get to the prayer meeting? You see, if I go from Sunday to Sunday and I'm not at the prayer meeting, and I wasn't at the prayer meeting on Wednesday and there was a reason for it, I was in the Word. And that's just where I was. But in general, if I don't get to the prayer meeting during the week, I feel it. I can feel the flesh. And if I don't get to the, if I don't get to the church on a Sunday night, whenever I was backslidden state, and I didn't get to church on a Sunday night, and sometimes I didn't even go on a Sunday morning, your flesh is crawling all over you. And you see, when the storms come, you can't cope because your anchor's not grounded. And then you go, oh, what's going on? Oh, what's happening? You're away from the Lord. He's not away from you. He's right there. And I've walked away. And then when the storms come, you can't cope and you wonder what's going on because you're not grounded in the Word. Are you thirsty? Ask yourself this morning, are you thirsty for the Word? Are you thirsty for Christ? And do you want more of Him? Do you want Him to fill you with the Holy Ghost? Gifts, the pomegranates and the bells. Let's hear them again. I believe there's wells in this church and you've plugged your well because of the fear of man. The fear of man is a snare. Unplug your well. Unplug it to the glory of God. In verse 5, God is in the midst of her. God's bride, she shall not be moved. We will not be moved, no matter what comes our way. The Hebrew means He will carry her, or we will be carried. He's carrying you, and you don't even realize it. He's carrying me, and I don't even know it. He says, "Is she my bride? No matter what comes upon this earth, He says, I will carry you through, and I am present. And I am in control." Psalm 46 has to be heard by God's people. It has to be sung loud. In verse 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, the earth melted. There's a melting. I can feel it. I can sense it. And even the heathen are wondering what's going on. I'm not. Christ is coming back. That's what's going on. Everything's falling into place. There's a melting. There's a fear. There's a knocking of the knees. Are you my friend? Are you for me or against me? I'll tell you who's for me. Christ the Savior. Christ the Redeemer. And the nations can foam all they want. I stand on the rock Christ Jesus. That's who I'm standing on. I'm not standing on MPs and MLAs and governments and kings. The king needs to repent. Amen. He's a heathen lover and he needs to repent and lead the people the way he's meant to lead the people under God as he took that oath. Repent. Lead the people in the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And remove the heathen and take down the high places and the groves. do what you were supposed to do when you took the oath and you took the crown and you took the throne. A raging. In verse 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttereth his voice, the earth melted. A raging, that means turmoil, confusion, uncertainty, a furious uproar. The kingdoms are moved, they are melting in confusion upon society. There's disorder, there's dismay, but he utters his voice and he says to the nations, stop your raging and repent. The word is repent. By his word, by God's word, armies are annihilated, mighty kingdoms are feeble, divine power comes forward, hearts melt for fear. The enemy is silenced, all at the word of King Jesus. And he is saying in 2026 to the nations, repent, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Repent. You see, he's in charge and nobody else. He's God and you're not. You might not like it, but he's God. But let's skip to verse 10. Verse 10 of Psalm 46. And these are the words that came to me. And I thought, I went, Lord, I get that. Thank you very much. And that's brilliant. And the Lord said, no, you don't understand. You need to go deeper. Let's go to verse 10 of 46, Psalm 46. Be still. Be still. Be in your place and don't move. Don't make a sound. Stop raging, stop worrying. Repent while you can. Who's he speaking to? You see, I thought he was speaking to me, and he... Be still and know that I am God, Glenn. I went, that's great. Thank you, Lord. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the heathen. I'm talking to the nations. And he says to the nations, be still. In the Greek, it's a komi. Hold your peace and be speechless. In the Latin, it's aduc. Motionless and quiet. And he's saying in the psalm, singing at a high pitch, make sure everybody hears it. And he's saying to the nations, be still, be quiet, be motionless. Listen to the psalm. Listen to the psalm. Be still to the nations. And know what? Be still and know. Gnosko in the Greek. Experiential knowledge. Be still and know what? An observation. Intimate knowledge of the reality. There's a reality that he wants the nations to know in 2026. Be still and be quiet and know and come to a reality of who God is. Come into the reality. Come to your senses. Come to the knowledge of who I am. The word again is repent and turn while you still can. That is the message that I got. Those are the words that I got. And those words are to the nations, repent, be still, and know, and come into a reality, and you need to come to your senses, and you need to repent, because the day of the Lord is at hand. That is the word. That is the word. It's time for repentance before time runs out. Messing about is over with the things of God. Are you for me or are you against me? It's make up time. It's make up your mind time. And he wants everyone to hear it. Everyone to hear it. It's stark. It's a reality. Scientia in the Latin. Come to the knowledge. Perceive and understand. And know. Know what? What does he want everybody to know? What does he want the nations to know? Why is he saying, sing this psalm, high pitch, Alamoth? Everybody needs to hear it. Why is he saying, sing it loud in the temple? Be still, be quiet. Stop frothing at the mouth for once. Come to your senses and understand and listen and know. That I am God. It's time to open your ears and take it in. I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth, whether you like it or not. Whether you want it or not. Philippians chapter 2, 9, 10 and 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. He's highly exalted. His name is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you now need to listen, because the day of the Lord is at hand. I am God and there is none other. There is no name above the name of Jesus. And it's about time, he says, that you listened. And stop mucking about with the things of God. Stop playing church. I am God, and there is none other. And whether you do it now, of your own free will, or you do it when he returns, you will bow, and your tongue will confess that I am God, whether you want it or not. So now is the time for repentance for the nations. Now is the time to be still and know and come to your senses. Now is the time to repent. And if repentance doesn't come, I'll make you bow your knee. And I'll make your tongue move. And you will understand who I am. There'll be no more rebellion. There'll be no more fist wagging, tongue wagging, and spitting up. You will be on your knees, he says to the nations. So what will it be? What will it be? It's a stark warning to the nations. It's a stark warning. whether now or when I return, I will be exalted among the heathen and in the earth. I will be exalted in the earth. That's what's going to happen whether you like it or not. And he's talking to the nations. The earth will reflect the light of his glory. Revelation chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel and his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. The revelation of Jesus Christ to John in the Isle of Patmos. And he speaks to John. And he gives John the revelation on the Isle of Patmos. Revelation 21 and the verse 1. The earth will reflect the light of his glory. Revelation 21 and the verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Verse 23, he will be the light. He will be exalted. Verse 23, and the city had no more need for the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I will be the light. I will be exalted. Your knee will bow. Your tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether you want it or not. And I will rule the nations. But today is the day of grace. Today is still the day of grace and mercy. This is the message for the nations. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted. There's no getting away from it. Come to the reality. Come to your senses and stop frothing. Stop foaming. Repent. That's the message. Repentance. But then I rejoiced. I rejoiced. There's rejoicing at the start of the psalm anyway. When he speaks to his people. And he sings on to his people. But if you go to Psalm 46. And it says it twice. 7 and 11. And the verse is repeated twice. 7 and 11. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, stop and think. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob Israel, in the midst of it all, the Lord of hosts is my God. And he says, I am present with you. Although the nations rage, although they foam at the mouth, he says, I am your God. I am a covenant-keeping God. You are redeemed by my blood. You are mine. He says, I'll keep you. Standing on the rock, Christ Jesus. Verse 11, the same, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Stop and think. This is our security and the overthrow of our enemies. I don't need an army. I don't need an MP.
I don't need a king or a queen or a government, because Christ is my king. Christ is my savior. And he says he is my security, and he is in the midst. The Lord of hosts is in the midst. And that's who I'm standing on. That's who I'm trusting in. And that's who I'm believing in. This is our security and our overthrow of our enemies. The Lord rules. Jesus rules. He rules the angels. He rules the stars. He rules the elements and all the hosts of heaven, and the heavens of heavens are under his sway. Jesus rules. I thought the WEF ruled and Donald Trump ruled. Nonsense. They're only pawns in the hand of our Savior and our Lord, ushering in the return of Christ. Jesus rules. And when you're watching the news, you say to your TV, Jesus rules. And somebody says to you, what's going on? And you just say, Jesus rules. Jesus reigns. He's the Lord of hosts. He's my rock. He's my strength. He's my redeemer. And he's coming back. And you better get ready. The armies on earth are under his sway. Kings, queens, presidents, governments, the activities are subject to him. He is sovereign. To sabotage, to overturn, to undermine, to disrupt, to upset, to ruin and destruction. God is sovereign. Jesus rules. I don't care what China's doing. I don't care what Donald Trump's doing. Jesus rules. And when he comes back, there'll be no questions asked. It will be bow your knee and confess with your tongue that I am God. I don't care what the nations are doing. Jesus rules. And you better repent. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel, the God of this book, the covenant-keeping God, is my God. Jesus rules. I was wondering, Glenn, start of the year, it was chaos. Jesus rules. And you remember that as you go through the rest of your days and into 2026, Jesus rules. Jesus rules. Jesus is sovereign. He is Lord. The Lord of hosts is with me. He's in the presence of his people. Jesus rules. Jesus rules. The Lord of hosts, Jehovah of armies, stressing absolute authority as a supreme commander in chief. The Lord of hosts, he is with us, he is for us, he is present to keep his covenant promises of grace and mercy to his people. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is my God. And there's none will stand against him. None. From victory to victory, onto victory, onto victory I go. Because he's the commander-in-chief of the hosts of heaven. The hosts of heaven. Can you imagine when Christ returns and the angel armies with him? What an awesome sight. What an awesome sight. And where will the kings be and the queens be?
where will we all be?
Bang.
And declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's where I'll be. Verse 10 is to the nations. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen and I will be exalted in the earth. But verse 7 and 11, I love it. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Praise his name. Thank you for your attention. Could you let the children know to come up? If you remember nothing else about this morning, Jesus reigns. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my Savior. And no matter what the nations are doing, no matter what the governments are doing, look to the skies for your redemption draweth nigh. Praise his name.